The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
I mean, that's pretty egregious. I mean, would you say that there was a conspiracy between big tech, former intelligence officials, the media, the Democrats to, I don't know, let's just use the word, rig an election?
Definitely. That definitely made an impact on the election.
It definitely impacted the election, this conspiracy? Well, you are the chief law enforcement officer of the nation. So what did you do about it? The answer, of course, is that he did nothing. Absolutely nothing. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We certainly appreciate you joining our growing audience. You can get to the live audio stream of this show at CRN Digital Talk Radio Channel 3 on that platform. But to get to the live video, of course, you know, it's only offered at our website, exclusively at thetrumpet.com. Just go to thetrumpet.com/live, and you can get to the live stream every morning here in the central time zone of the United States at 11 a.m. or 11:05 after the top of the hour news. Or just make the adjustment wherever you happen to live on Earth. We do have listeners, viewers from all over the Earth, and you can tell just by the emails that come in from various locations. So he says that it definitely impacted the election. This misinformation, we were told it was Russian misinformation, the Hunter laptop. It was an attack from Russia. In fact, the misinformation was that it was Russian misinformation, and they were all in on it. It was a conspiracy. And you hear Jesse Waters there list it all out. Big tech, Democrats, even people from the intel community, John Brennan and 50 others from the intelligence community, or that had been in the intelligence community. They all signed the document. They all said this was an attack from Russia, Hunter's laptop. And so big tech and the media on cue. I mean, they went right to work censoring the New York Post and others for daring to say anything about Hunter's laptop. And of course, it wasn't just that the laptop exposed Hunter. It exposed the Biden crime family. It exposed the big guy who's now the fake president. You know, the one getting the 10% cut. It exposed the Biden family taking all of these bribes from all over the world, pay to play. That's right. And what did the brother of the fake president say at the time when they were just raking in millions from China, from Ukraine, from Russia even? He said, hey, as long as we have plausible deniability, we can always lie about it. And they did. And so did big tech. And so did the media. So did Leslie Stahl. So did Christine Amanpour. This is CNN. They all lied. Big tech lied. The media, Democrats. You just go right down the line. And what was that that survey from 4 or 5 months ago? 16% of Biden voters. 16% of Biden voters. Not voters in general. People who voted for Joe Biden, they said that if they had a chance to do it again, because of the Hunter laptop, if that wouldn't have been suppressed, they would have voted the other way. It says here, a poll previously put out by the Media Research Center showed that fully 16% of voters who were unaware of the Hunter Biden laptop scandal would have switched their minds and not voted for Joe Biden for president had they known about it at the time. There was another survey. The Western Journal reported that it was 17%. 16 to 17% in a nation of 330 million people. This is from the New York Post in October of 2020. This was before the election. Now, wrap your mind around this if you can. It says some early voters want to change their vote after Hunter Biden exposés. So some of the truth was getting out there because of the New York Post, because of Tony Bobulinski, because of Tucker Carlson, because of Donald Trump in the debates. And you know the story. They used COVID as a pretext to send out 100 million mail-in votes. And by the end of October, before Election Day, 50-some million votes had already been submitted. And even then, there were those saying, I want to redo my vote. I don't want my vote to count for Biden. The Post says, Google searches for change my vote have spiked over the last several days, and Americans interested in adjusting their ballot are also searching for more information on Hunter Biden 1 week after the Post's exposés. So the New York Post, I mean, it's a pretty popular website, it's the oldest newspaper in America. And Twitter said, we got to blot you out. Sorry, you're talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. Listen to this. More than 58.5 million Americans have already cast their ballots, and searches for change my vote started trending over the last few days, linked to searches for Hunter Biden, according to Google Trends data. That's in late October 2020. Now, we all know what happened on November 3rd of 2020. That's when the radical left, the communist left, successfully pulled off the steal of the century, the steal of American history. And they told us, they read the playbook to us before it even happened. Look, on election night, there's going to be this red wave. You know, Florida will go to Trump and so on and so on. But you just got to give it time. It could take several days even. This could take several days, this special election. And it sure did. And the media, as you know, anointed Joe Biden as the fake president of the United States on November 7th. After they found all kinds of additional votes. They were coming in from every direction. So, Joe Biden won, quote unquote. He won Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin by a combined total of 43,000 votes. Those three states, I'm not even going to Michigan. I'm not even going to Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Nevada, even Virginia. Just those three states alone, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, 43,000 votes in a nation of 330 million people. Those three states flip, and you've got a tie in the Electoral College. Just those three. And what does Bill Barr just casually admit on Jesse Waters' program last night? Listen again. This is clip 21.
Would you say that there was a conspiracy between big tech, former intelligence officials, the media, the Democrats to, I don't know, let's just use the word, rig an election?
Definitely. That's, yes.
Definitely. Yes. Would you say there was a conspiracy? What did Jesse say? A conspiracy between big tech. All right, let's write it down. Big tech, former intelligence officials, the media, the Democrats, to rig a presidential election. And the Attorney General of the United States at that time, he now admits, yes, yeah, yeah, definitely a conspiracy. Definitely it impacted the election. We played this clip for you on Monday's show. This is Bill Barr from Sunday, I believe, clip 15.
I felt for a long time that he was going to lose the election. I went in April and told him that I thought he was going to lose the election. And he had, that his personal behavior, his obnoxious behavior, was turning off key blocks of voters, and he was going to lose. And on election night, I felt he was going to lose. And I was actually surprised it was as close as it was.
Oh, right. So on Sunday, this past week, you say you're surprised that it was so close. And then on Thursday night, last night, he admits that there was definitely a conspiracy and it definitely impacted the results of the election. It definitely impacted the election. So which is it? He's going around and I mean, he's trying to sell books. So there he is. I don't know if that's NBC or one of the big networks. That's Sunday. And then he's on Fox. And you have all these revelations from Wednesday and even Tuesday night that the New York Times has now come out and reported. This is the paper of record. This is this is who puts together the script for MSNBC and the like. The New York Times admits that, yes, Hunter's laptop, it was Hunter's laptop. And yes, those emails, they were Hunter's emails, and they were emails coming in from all of Hunter's associates and all of these foreign sources. Oh, yes. We've authenticated it, says the New York Times. And so now Bill Barr, he goes on to Fox News. Hey, I'm here to sell books. Yeah, there definitely was a conspiracy. In my mind, Jesse Waters missed a tremendous opportunity to pin that man down. There was a conspiracy? Are you serious? You admit that there was? They were on the subject for about a minute, by the way, and then they moved on to the next topic. At least he brought it up to some extent. But he was the chief law enforcement officer in the United States. The New York Times from this week, as recently as last month, the federal grand jury heard testimony in Wilmington, Delaware, from two witnesses, one of whom was a former employee of Hunter Biden, whose lawyer was later subpoenaed for financial records that reflected money Mr. Biden received from a Ukrainian energy company. Ukraine was like a cash cow for the Biden crime family, to say nothing of the Pelosi crime family, and then the Romneys, and then the Kerrys, all of them. You know, billions of tax dollars. If you're an American, your tax dollars going over to Ukraine, and then it was being laundered back to the American oligarchs. That's what it amounts to. Who can forget Joe Biden bragging? He had the billion. He was over Ukraine during the Obama first and second term. He was responsible for the work in Ukraine. And there he is in that big, whatever it was, whole gathering. The crowd laughed at it. Joe Biden saying, hey, I told the Ukrainian president, you better fire that prosecutor that's looking into corrupt dealings between us and your country. And well, son of a bleep, he says, I got him to fire him. Oh, yes. And then I gave him the $1 billion. This is unbelievable. And the number of people that know, even law enforcement officials that knew what was going on. Trump gets impeached for a phone call. What's going to happen to Hunter Biden? What's ever going to happen to Joe Biden? What's going to happen to Jim Biden? Taking bribes from not just any old nation, enemies of the United States. That's right. Says here, the investigation, which began as a tax inquiry under the Obama administration, widened in 2018 to include possible criminal violations of tax laws, as well as foreign lobbying and money laundering rules. According to people familiar with the inquiry, that was reported this week in the newspaper of record, the New York Times. So the New York Times is reporting that the investigations actually go all the way back to the Obama years. And then it widens in 2018. Let's just establish the chronology here. The investigations widen in 2018. Bill Barr becomes Attorney General in February of 2019. The FBI obtains the Hunter Biden laptop at the end of 2019. They've got it all through 2020. The guy at the computer repair shop, he has copies of the hard drive. He's wondering all through 2020, well, what's the FBI going to do with this? So the information starts to seep out through other sources, Rudy Giuliani, eventually the New York Post, and so on. And through it all, Bill Barr is the Attorney General of the United States of America. Isn't this amazing? Listen to this. This is from December of 2020. So this is after the election steal. And you might remember, I think it was a press release given by Hunter Biden that, yeah, I am being investigated. We learned all of that after the election was stolen. This is a Fox report from December of that year, clip 18.
There is also a report from the Wall Street Journal that Attorney General Bill Barr knew about the investigations into Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings well before the election, but kept them from public view.
Knew all about it, but he covered it up. He certainly didn't want it. Never mind that the press was going wild at the time saying this was Russian disinformation. It's Russian disinformation. Bill Barr knew that it wasn't, and he kept it quiet. He kept it from public view. Here's clip 19.
This comes as the Wall Street Journal reports Attorney General Bill Barr knew about the numerous investigations looking into Hunter Biden's business and financial dealings since at least this spring, and worked to keep the probes out of public view during the election. A spokeswoman for the Attorney General declined to comment this morning. Barr has been under intense pressure from the top.
We've got to get the Attorney General to act. He's got to act, and he's got to act fast. He's got to appoint somebody. This is major corruption, and this has to be known about before the election. This has to be done early. So the Attorney General has to act.
That was a Fox report from December, and as you saw there on the screen, it was playing back an interview with Donald Trump from October 20th, before the election. And Trump was just saying, look, with all of this corruption, America needs to know what's going on. America needs to know the truth. That's what Donald Trump was saying. And Donald Trump at that time was the president of the United States. Who can forget this from the debate back in October of 2020, clip 11.
I don't make money from China. You do. I don't make money from Ukraine. You do. I don't make money from Russia. You made $3.5 million, Joe, and your son gave you. They even have a statement that we have to give 10% to the big man. You're the big man, I think. I don't know. Maybe you're not, but you're the big man, I think. Your son said we have to give 10% to the big man. Joe, what's that all about? It's terrible.
Every bit of it, every bit of that was true, is true. And Biden there just smiling away, big grin on his face. Play clip 12.
Respond, and then we're going to have follow-up
questions. If this stuff is true about Russia, Ukraine, China, other countries, Iraq, if this is true, then he's a corrupt politician.
All right.
So don't give me the stuff about how you're this innocent baby. Joe, they're calling you a corrupt politician.
Nobody's
calling you. President Trump, I
want
to stay on the issue of race. We're talking about the issue.
Laptop from hell.
President Trump, we're talking about race right now, and I do want to stay on the issue of race. President Trump, you've just...
I have to respond to that.
Please.
Because look,
very quickly.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the character. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
And he's been exposed. He lied. He lied in a debate, a presidential debate, just 2 weeks before the election. He lied. Notice how the journalist there was trying desperately to provide cover for the Biden crime family. I want to stay on the subject of race. Listen, we've got George Floyd to talk about tonight. We've got to talk about George Floyd. Don't go to Hunter. That's how the New York Post got censored. That's how the New York Post got blotted out. And so Donald Trump, to his credit, he goes there. And what does Joe Biden respond with? 50 former national intelligence folks. They all signed the document. They were all in on it. Just like they were all in on the dirty dossier. Everyone's in on it. That's what's being fully revealed right about now. Everyone was in on it, so much so that even the New York Times this week can't deny it. But boy, they sure did back in 2020. They're just 17 months late, that's all. Listen to one more exchange from that debate in October 2020, clip 10.
His own national security advisor told him that what is happening with his buddy, his buddy Rudy Giuliani, he's being used as a Russian pawn. He's being fed information that is Russian, that is not true.
Who's the real Russian pawn or agent? Yeah, they demonized Rudy Giuliani. They couldn't get enough of demonizing him. Good for him to show some courage back at that time, October 2020. And then he continued with his courageous run, exposing the election steal in November, in December, in January. And through it all, William Barr was the Attorney General of the United States of America. He knew that everything Joe Biden was saying in that debate was a blatant lie. He knew it. He knew it. He knew that Joe Biden was lying to America. And he did nothing. Here the New York Times comes around 17 months late and says, yeah, it's all been authenticated. This is from the Times earlier this week. The email and others in the cache were authenticated by people familiar with them and with the investigation. It's all true. Everything on that laptop, it's authenticated. All the perversions, all the business dealings, all the briberies, the money laundering, the tax evasion, it's all there. Bill Barr had all the evidence. Listen to, so Jesse Waters last night, before the clip I played to you at the start of the show, he's there saying, well, look, did you do anything at that time? Listen to Barr's response. This is clip one.
Did you just hear the conversation about the laptop from hell?
Yes, I did.
When this was all going down in the fall, did you see what the left was doing with this disinformation campaign? Did you come out and say anything about that?
Absolutely. As soon as this letter came out from these so-called intelligence specialists, the DNI, John Ratcliffe at the time, and the FBI, which worked for me, both came out and said this was not the result of disinformation, Russian disinformation. The media ignored that completely. Just kept on going with the disinformation lie.
The media, he blames it on the media. He was the Attorney General. The media ignored the little announcement by Ratcliffe. Barr, for his part, did nothing. He says absolutely. In fact, he did absolutely nothing. He didn't do or say anything. He brags about it in his book. Fox News reported this just the other day, a couple weeks ago, I guess. The upcoming book, one thing after another. Barr recalled that in October 2020, Trump called soon after a Newsmax segment on Hunter Biden's laptop. Reports about the computer revolved around emails that appeared to connect Joe Biden to his son's business dealings when the elder Biden was vice president. You know, this stuff from Hunter Biden's laptop, Trump asked Barr, according to the book. Mr. President, I can't talk about that, and I'm not going to, Barr recalled, replying sharply. Oh, this really angered Barr. He shouted at the president. You notice how tough they all are when it has to do with Donald Trump? They wouldn't stand up to Hunter Biden, the crack addict. But boy, if Donald Trump says, hey, do you see what's going on here? Not going to do anything. I'm not going to say anything. It says Hunter Biden had already been under investigation by then, and the Attorney General was not about to discuss the case. You know, if that was one of my kids, Trump began before Barr quickly cut him off. And then there's a curse word. Mr. President, I'm not going to talk to you about Hunter Biden, period. And that's the same approach he took all the way up through to the election. And then out comes the press release after the fact. And you have all of these people even before the election saying, I want to change my vote. Then a year later, another survey finds that 16% of Biden voters say, I would have changed my vote had I known the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop. And then last night, Bill Barr says on Fox News, says before the United States of America, national television, he says there definitely was a conspiracy and it did impact the election. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. If you'd like to submit some feedback to the show, you can email us, td@thetrumpet.com. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily. Freedom is one of the most sought-after ideals in human history. Man's search for freedom has taken him into the fiercest of protests, struggles, revolutions, civil wars, and even world wars. Today, in the midst of free societies, many continue to fight for what they perceive as ever greater freedoms. And yet, many of these same people are actively fighting against law. Few people understand that this war against law actually undermines true freedom. To learn more, request Gerald Fleury's booklet, No Freedom Without Law. In this free booklet, you will see what the Bible says about the latter-day spirit of rebellion and lawlessness that is now so common in our nations today. Also request America Under Attack. In this booklet, you will learn more about the spirit behind this attack on law. You'll see where this is leading. Both booklets are offered freely at no cost or obligation to you. Request No Freedom Without Law and America Under Attack. Email your request to td@kpcg.fm or visit thetrumpet.com. The Trumpet Daily.
The word is you're disappointed that William Barr knew about this in the spring.
Well, everybody is. Who isn't disappointed?
Right.
Joe Biden lied on the debate stage. He said there's nothing happening, and Bill Barr should have stepped up. I'll tell you what. Say what you want about Robert Mueller. BuzzFeed put out a phony article. Bob Mueller stepped out, and he said that article was a phony, and then it was ultimately proven no collusion. No, after 2 years, no collusion. But Bob Mueller stood up, and he interjected that this article was false. Bill Barr should have done the same thing.
Jonathan Turley said that he had no choice, that he would have been like, it would have been like James Comey again.
All he had to do is say an investigation's going on. And by the way, I don't want to see anything bad happen to Hunter Biden. Whatever it is the facts. But I don't want to see anything bad happen to Hunter Biden. And I purposely stay out of it. But when you affect an election, Bill Barr, frankly, did the wrong thing. When they are saying things, making statements, and the press is purposely not reporting it, Bill Barr, I know, had an obligation to set the record straight.
Wow, that's from December of 2020, and there's Donald Trump saying that it impacted the election. This media misinformation, this communist misinformation coming not from Russia, coming from Washington, D.C., New York City. Media moguls, yes, all the Democrats, big tech, even former intelligence community officials, even former directors of the CIA, they were all in on it. All of them. And Bill Barr covered it up. Like Donald Trump said, even Bob Mueller exposed the BuzzFeed story as a fraud. Even he said it's not true. That's all that you had to do, says Donald Trump to Bill Barr. All you had to do was come out and tell the truth and say that Hunter was being investigated, that the laptop was real, that it was actually Hunter's. But he wouldn't even do that. He wouldn't do it. Here again is what he was asked last night, clip 20.
Did you see what the left was doing with this disinformation campaign? Did you come out and say anything about that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely not, actually. He didn't do anything. He didn't say anything. And we've got the receipts to show it. We've got the video. Or the lack thereof. in the case of saying anything, doing, he didn't say anything. He knew the investigation was happening behind the scenes, but he kept it quiet. He knew Joe Biden, the father, was lying to the American people, but he covered it up. The two final acts of William Barr as the attorney general underneath Donald Trump, it was to cover up the Hunter Biden scandal, which, as I say, more broadly, is the Biden crime family scandal. He covered that up, and then he refused to investigate the election steal. Wow, what a way to go out. And now he's on the book tour saying, I absolutely don't want Trump to ever come back. So the truth is coming out. All of these corrupt actors are being exposed under the furious light of the day. They're being exposed. Bill Barr, it wasn't just covering things up. He orchestrated it. He was in a position of power and influence. He was in a position where he could have done something. But no, he only shouts and really gets in the face of Donald Trump when he's president. But all of these communist infiltrators, what we're seeing here is how the coup, how the insurrection played out. And here was one man, and if truth be told, there was one point in the interview last night where he looked very uncomfortable. He was being exposed. He knows the tape is there. He knows he didn't do anything. He's asked, did you do something? Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And then looks away, takes a pretty deep breath, feels pretty uncomfortable. And then he's kind of let off the hook because Jesse moved on to something else. Listen to this from Bill Barr. As he was leaving his post as attorney general, he's asked about, you know, Hunter Biden if there was going to be any kind of special counsel or investigation into this Biden affair. And listen to his response, clip 16.
I think to the extent that there's an investigation, I think that it's being handled responsibly and professionally currently within the department. And to this point, I have not seen a reason to appoint a special counsel, and I have no plan to do so before I leave.
Oh, I'm not gonna widen this investigation. No need for a special counsel. I mean, after all, it was only a conspiracy to rig the election, a U.S. presidential election. That's what he said last night. Play it again, clip 21.
Would you say that there was a conspiracy between big tech, former intelligence officials, the media, the Democrats to, I don't know, let's just use the word, rig an election?
Definitely. That's, yes.
Yeah, definitely, yes. No need for a special counsel there. They went on for 3 years investigating, persecuting, attacking Donald Trump and anyone associated with him. And it was all based on lies. It was all based on a dirty dossier created by Hillary Clinton and company. And yet here you have collusion, big tech, intelligence community, the Democrats, the media, they're all in on it. They all colluded. And yes, it did impact the election in 2020. He admits it now. 4 days after he said, well, I was really surprised it was so close. I thought Trump would get blown away. Now it all is resurrected, as it should be. Bob Alinsky, remember, he gave the big press conference in October of 2020, handed over 3 cell phones, I believe. 3 smartphones, all these communications, all these text messages, all these emails. And then we had to listen to the refrain of, no evidence, no evidence. No evidence of scandal. No, nothing. Listen to Bob Alinsky from October 2020. This is clip 9.
On May 13, 2017, I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden. and Jim for Jim Biden. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy or my chairman. On numerous occasions, it was made clear to me that Joe Biden's involvement was not to be mentioned in writing, but only face to face. In fact, I was advised by Gilliar and Walker that Hunter and Jim Biden were paranoid about keeping Joe Biden's involvement secret.
Now the big guy is the fake president of the United States of America. Listen to after that press conference, I don't remember how long it was, a few days or a week perhaps, that Tucker Carlson then sat down with Bob Alinsky. And here's some from that interview, clip 14.
The Chinese and CFC never viewed me. I'm insignificant and irrelevant in this discussion. To them, it was always the Biden family. It wasn't Hunter Biden. It wasn't Jim Biden. It was the Biden family, who's obviously led and operated by Joe Biden. And in a document that you guys have, and I think it's been provided to, you know, to the world, the Chinese referenced that because of their trust in the Biden family, that Chairman Yi and Director Zhang are excited about moving forward in this. And in that document, they reference loaning $5 million to the BD family.
Right.
The BD family is the Biden family. And notice they didn't say we're loaning that money to Oneida Holdings, or we're loaning that money to Tony Bobulinski, or we're loaning that money to James Gilliar or Rob Walker. They, once again, not a document generated by me, a document generated by CFC, that they're loaning that money to the Biden family.
The family was all in on this this pay-for-play scheme, getting loans from the CCP. This week we learned that Hunter Biden had to take out a $1 million loan just to pay for back taxes. He was evading taxes. He was about to go to jail for tax evasion. He had to get a $1 million loan. Who would even loan that? How do you go to Bank America and say, yeah, I'm being investigated by the feds. I'm probably going to be indicted. You might have heard about my laptop. Can I have $1 million? Where did he get the $1 million? That's a good question. Maybe someone in the propaganda media will find that a little bit intriguing. $1 million just to stay out of jail. If, as I said earlier this week, if the New York Times is finally getting around to reporting the truth, then you know it must be bad. You know something. The hammer's about to drop. Or who knows, as I was wrestling with all of this morning, perhaps they're hurrying it along now, knowing Hunter's going to prison so that he can get a pardon. Or maybe they know Joe Biden. Maybe this is the beginning of the end for the fake president. Who knows what's happening here? But, I mean, this is some vile corruption at the highest levels. The big guy getting his 10% cut from these Russian oligarchs, from these Chinese communists. Listen again to Bob Alinsky from October 2020, clip 22.
And I'm thinking about the Biden family, like, how are they doing this? I know Joe decided not to run in 2016, but what if he ran in the future? Aren't they taking political risk or headline risk? And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he sort of, he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
Yeah, in other words, we can lie about it. And all of our shills in the media, in the Democrat Party, they'll lie about it as well. We've got complete cover here. Listen to this from Hunter Biden. This is just a year ago. Clip 3.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is.
I really don't know. Okay. The answer is.
You don't know yes or no if the laptop was yours.
I don't have any idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence.
He admitted on tape to one of his prostitutes that it was his laptop. Then he goes on these interviews. Same thing with Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know. And the media says, okay, thank you. We believe you. Russian disinformation. We understand. We've got the narrative. We're going to run with it. We'll help you. Of course we'll help you. They were all in on it. Jack Posobiec, he tweeted out yesterday, they impeached Trump to cover up what Hunter was doing in Ukraine. They were all in on it. That's right. And then the Bob Mueller investigation, as we've said before on this program, that was not to find out that there was corruption in the Trump campaign or the Trump presidency. The whole point of that investigation was to cover up what Obama was doing. And when you have everyone in the propaganda media happy to help you, why not? As long as you can claim plausible deniability, everything's going to work out for these liars. Listen to Christine Amanpour from CNN on the so-called Russian disinformation. Clip 5.
We've heard this smear very well before.
It's the United States government who said it, not me and not CNN.
What we're hearing from the FBI.
Why don't you want to report this? This is one of the most powerful families in Washington. Biden family. And you're okay? You're okay with our interests being sold out to profit? Joe Biden and his family?
As you know perfectly well, I'm a journalist and a reporter, and I follow the facts.
That's great to know that she follows the facts. She's very proud of her righteousness. Very sanctimoniously saying, look, I'm a journalist, you're not. So listen to me. I've got the truth, and you don't. Listen again to Amanpour from, I forget when this was, October, I think, 2020, clip 6.
As you know perfectly well, I'm a journalist and a reporter, and I follow the facts. And there has never been any issues in terms of corruption. Now, let me ask you this. Yesterday, FBI...
How do you know that?
I'm talking about reporting and any evidence.
There has never been any issues in terms of corruption. There's never been any evidence of corruption, says the woman who refuses to look at what's on that laptop, who refuses to look at what's on Tony Bobulinski's smartphones, who refuses to accept what Tony Bobulinski says as a witness. Evidence. Evidence was all over the place. But they were blotting it out. Just as fast as the evidence was pouring forth, they were working furiously to erase it, to delete it, to censor it. Who can forget the exchange that President Trump had with Leslie Stahl of CBS, clip 13.
He's in the midst of a scandal. His family is corrupt. Okay, he's corrupt. He's a corrupt politician. And he's walking with ice cream. And the question the media asks him, what kind of ice cream, what flavor ice cream do you have? And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking... Of course he is,
no.
Leslie.
Come on.
Of course he is.
You
see
know,
that?
We have the Senate committee.
So you're like big tech. You're protecting him.
Yet again, spot on. He's completely right. And Leslie Stahl there saying, no, he's not. There's no scandal here. We've fact-checked this. It's Russian disinformation. That's what this is. Last night, Jim Jordan summed it up well on Fox News, clip 4.
It was all true. The laptop was real. The eyewitness was real. The emails were real. The news was fake. And the disinformation came from the fake news. Now, big tech and the mainstream press all colluded to keep this story from the American people in the weeks just prior to the presidential. It is as wrong as it gets.
Right. And now even Bill Barr says as much. And he, at the time, was the chief law enforcement agent in all of the United States, and he did nothing. The truth coming out 17 months, 18 months on, 18 months after the cover-up. Listen to this candid admission from Hunter Biden last year, clip 7.
I think that it is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the Vice President of the United States.
Yeah, I got there because Burisma was paying me $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a month because I was the vice president's son. So why would Burisma pay him that? Unless they were getting some pretty important favors from the United States, from the Joe Obama administration in return. The investigation started back in the Obama years. It widened in 2018. Bill Barr knew all about it in 2019. And then the laptop, it lands in his lap at the end of 2019. And then all of the lies, all of that, well, the cover-up through 2020, then the misinformation campaign sponsored by big tech, the Democrats, the intelligence community, media, all of them. They were all in on it. One more from Hunter Biden last year, clip 8.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. Probably not.
I guess you have to have a little bit of a sense of humor here. But America, suffice it to say, America is under attack. The communists are in control. Everyone's in on it, including Bill Barr. What does the verse say? 2 Kings 14, verse 26. For the Eternal saw the affliction of Israel, that it was very bitter. For there was not any shut up, nor any left, nor any helper for Israel. I mean, what an opportunity to go down in the history books as a hero, a man of courage, a man who stood up for and fought for the truth. Bill Barr could have done that. He could have done that. He could have made a stand. He could have shouted down the communist left instead of the bad orange man. He could have really raised his voice and said, enough! Enough with the lies. I don't care if there's a political campaign going on right now or not. That was a bald-faced lie that Joe Biden said last night on that campaign stage. And they're being investigated, this family. This family has taken in millions. Jim Biden, Hunter Biden. And a lot of it's on tape. A lot of it they admit to. And oh, by the way, we know who the big guy is. We've known that for the past year. Instead, he covered it all up. He covered up the investigation, and then he refused to investigate the election steal itself. The two final acts of William Barr, who's out there with his number one bestseller, making the rounds, contradicting himself just days apart. No big deal. Just keep lying. Just keep lying. Sell a lot of books. Make a lot of money. That's all that it boils down to in the swamp. Yet another thing that Donald Trump was completely right about. When we come back, we'll conclude today's show with some viewer feedback from you, the viewer. You're listening to Stephen Fleury. This is The Trumpet Daily. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily. Are we living in the last days? Some dismiss the notion as fanatical, but world leaders and news analysts are issuing warnings that are becoming more and more dire. Could Bible prophecies about the last days actually be accurate? Our brochure can help guide you through the relevant news and history and help you compare these events to what the Bible says. Are we living in the last days? This brochure is available for free right now at thetrumpet.com. The Trumpet Daily.
Some email feedback here from our viewers. This one says, on yesterday's Trumpet Daily, you encouraged listeners to read Mystery of the Ages. You even said that it could blow your mind. Well, I can, without a doubt, confirm that statement. This is our wonderful free book that we offer to you. It's so valuable that we can't put a price on it. No cost or obligation. Answers all of the big questions of life. Mystery of the Ages. Listen to this viewer's testimonial. He says, my mind didn't actually blow up physically, but it sure did on a spiritual level. I managed to go through school and work without ever reading a whole book. At best, I would read a short article or maybe a small booklet. And I emphasize small, he says. I was 30 years old when the PCG reprinted Mystery of the Ages, and I ordered a copy. When it arrived, the amount of pages was intimidating, but the questions on the cover intrigued me so much that I had to start reading. He says, I could hardly put that book down. It really was mind-blowing, as you said. It didn't change my life immediately in an instant. No book can do that, but it pointed me down a path that absolutely was a life-changing experience. What a wonderful message there is in just that one email. This book changed his life for the better, and it will yours too. If you heed the admonition I've given this week and call our operators, 1-866-930-3024. Just call our operators today and request your free copy of Mystery of the Ages. This viewer says, the Trumpet Daily really proclaims God's warning message. It really irritates me when I hear of the Republicans, who are more rhinos than conservatives, supporting the radical Democrats. When God uses a man to do something, there is always opposition to that man. But knowing all world events happening were prophesied, I only long for the day when God will send our husband, Jesus Christ, to establish his and God's government on earth. Another one here says, just listen to the show today, and although it's disheartening to hear how our country is being steered headfirst into the iceberg, full steam ahead, I'm happy that this administration took office. They are ushering in the most exciting period of time since the creation event, the return of Jesus Christ, and I'm truly looking forward to it. Yes, indeed, we know that the return of Christ is drawing near because of these prophesied events that are unfolding before our eyes. It says here also, I love hearing those sound bites from Herbert Armstrong. He was an excellent speaker and teacher with great passion in his voice, and what makes his messages even more captivating is that he was right. He certainly was. That's the title of our booklet here. Another one that you should call our operators today and ask for. He was right. He was. The toll-free number again, 1-866-930-3024. It says here, regarding today's Trumpet Daily, what an unrelenting barrage of boldnesses in regard to the one on Tuesday or Wednesday where we had all those clips from Herbert Armstrong. And this viewer says, what an unrelenting barrage of boldly proclaimed 1-2 punch-like prophecies from Herbert Armstrong and Gerald Fleury. I think I speak for everyone when I say I'm speechless. This one here says, I hope you will forgive me for this comment. Just couldn't resist to say it, but growing the beard is making you look so much older. That comes from a precious 81-year-old woman. And my response would be that every now and again, you need to grow out the beard just for a short time to see how much of it has turned gray. And as you can see, more of it has. And so the experiment won't go on forever. Pretty soon it'll come off, and I'll be back to the fresh-faced, youthful-looking presenter on the Trumpet Daily. If you'd like to email some feedback to the show, you can email the program td@thetrumpet.com. You are listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. We appreciate you joining us all week, and we'll see you next week.